So today we're going to do a lesson that Alexandria and I, number three, called Rolling to Sit with the Elbows. So begin to notice the contact that your elbows are making with the floor. And just scan from left to right. And notice, does one elbow have a different pressure on the floor than the other? Notice if one elbow is closer to your body than the other. And then notice how your shoulder blades are lying on the floor. And travel from your shoulder blade down your left arm to your left elbow to the direction that your left hand is facing. And make any connections that you can in your sensation, in your image of yourself, of the relationship between the way the shoulder is resting on the floor, the elbow is resting on the floor, and the hand. And do the same thing with your right shoulder blade. Notice how that right shoulder blade is supported on the floor. Travel along your right arm to your right elbow. And then down the right forearm to the right hand. Just begin to get a whole kinesthetic sense of the right arm from the shoulder blade through the top of the shoulder, down the upper arm to the elbow, the forearm to the hand. And then compare left and right. Now begin to roll your right toes a little toward the midline and away from the midline. So you roll over your heel. Just notice which direction is easier. Is it easier to go toward the midline or away from the midline? And then pause and do the same thing with your left foot. Roll the foot a little toward the midline and a little away from the midline. Then notice, is it easier to go toward the midline or away from the midline with your left foot? And pause and then compare the left to the right. Just in your imagination, in your sensation. Now please interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And the fingers, the hands go at the base of the skull. Not on your neck, but at the base of your skull. That's right. And just lift your head the tiniest amount and begin to shift the head a little bit to the right. And come back to the middle and lower the head. And then lift the head again and shift it a little to the left. And as you do that, really check in with your breathing. Make sure that the breathing is free and easy. Check in with your jaw. Make sure that if there's any tension or holding in your jaw, you notice it and use that as an indication that you could soften somewhere, like your jaw. That's right. Each time in the middle, you lower the head. Then you lift the head with the elbows and take it a little to the right. And then to the left. Good, and then rest. Just lower your arms, let them rest also. And notice now, has anything changed with the contact of your shoulder blades on the floor? The movement of your breath? Now, interlace your fingers in the non-habitual way. And everybody understands that. That means just interlace them and then change the interlacing one finger. That's right. Lift the head again. And this time, as you take the head to the left, let the right shoulder come a little off the floor. So in the first movement, you were translating the head a little to the left and a little to the right. Now this time it's going to be a little more diagonal. That's right. And you could figure out how to use your eyes to help you do that. So as you move to the right elbow lifts and moves over a little bit to the left and then comes back. It's kind of like an arcing movement. The elbow lifts a little towards the ceiling and then goes down to towards your left side and comes back. And just notice for yourself how that's different from the first movement that we did. Allow the head to be heavy and supported by the arms.
I'm sorry,
go left and right. That's right. I was using right as my example, but you're going to first move once to the right and then once to the left. And each time, if you're bringing the left elbow up, it goes diagonally towards your right side. Your head is heavy. Your elbows can come towards each other. That's right. Make it easy on your head. Spare your neck. And notice how to, when you do this, something's moving in the upper ribs, in the front and back, and around your armpits. Couple more times. Noticing, does it make more sense to inhale or exhale as you lift? All right, and then lower your head next time it's in the middle. Lengthen your arms and allow yourself a complete rest. Sense any changes you feel in how your shoulder blades and arms are resting on the floor. And the movement and the volume of your breath. Please interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. Normally, yeah, any way you want. And now you're going to lift the head and you're going to continue that movement of shifting once to the right and once to the left. And this time as you take the right elbow to the right, you're going to think about bringing it closer to the right side of your body. And then you come back through center and you rest. and then you go to the left. And think about what shape does your spine have to make if you are to drag the elbows closer to your body. As if that right elbow could go down and say hello to the right heel. And then the left elbow could move towards the left, looking towards the left heel. That's right. Do small, delicate movements, noticing how this action invites you to fold differently than the past variations. Very easy, exhaling as you lift and bend. And notice, where are you doing the movement? Are you doing the movement from the spine? Or are you doing the movement from your neck? I see both things going on in the room. So try and just let the head hang as if it's in a hammock between the elbows. And invite the movement to come from the ribs and the spine. That's right. That's right. Easy movements, exhaling. And then the next time you're in the middle, lower your head and lengthen your arms and rest. Now turn your face to look to the left. And take your right arm over the top of your head and grab your left ear. So you make a package of your head with your upper arm along the right ear, your forearm on your head, and then your hand is comfortably taking hold of the left ear. And now in this situation, begin to drag your elbow over to the left as if you could take your head and sweep it along the floor, and your elbow could come and sweep along the floor down towards your left hand. That's your right elbow. So see how you put that together. Yeah, play with it. Yeah, just to take that and sweep it around and come back. That's right. So the right shoulder can lift off the floor. And where have you chosen to place your left arm? Next time you're in the center, I'd say everyone rest in the center a moment. Take your left arm and put it at a 45 degree angle from your body. So it's not 90, it's 45, right? Palm down. Place your palm down. Now look to the left and grab your left ear with your right hand. And begin to roll over to the left, taking your head to the left. Yeah, and some of you are bending your knees, that's fine. And then come back. And approach that in really small movements, small, delicate movements. And it's looking towards the floor, letting your head be very heavy. And you can begin to notice that your legs and your pelvis want to do something. Let them join in. And continue to do that with the idea in mind that you could come up onto that left elbow. Your head would hang low and heavy towards the floor, and you could support yourself on your left elbow. So allow the knees to bend. Allow the knees to bend. Let yourself get into a round little ball, the head heavy and low to the floor. The left knee can bend and the right knee can bend. That's good. And feel the shape your spine makes as you drag your head towards the floor. You can push a little bit through the left elbow and forearm. Use all your parts. Exhaling. Let the knees bend. Leave it alone and rest. Let's leave it alone and rest. Now, in your imagination, begin to construct the movement. You have your head facing left. The right arm is holding the left ear. The left arm is out from your body, 45 degree angle. The palm is towards the floor. And as you begin to drag your head to the left, just imagine that your left knee can bend and come up to meet your left hand. And the right knee will be dragged and followed after it. So you'll be lying on your side, both knees bent, the left knee near the left hand, and your head will be low to the floor, and you just effortlessly are supporting yourself on your elbow. So see if you can put that together as a very soft, round, integrated movement. And then when you have that image, go ahead and try it, remembering to exhale, look towards the floor. Feel when it might be valuable to push a little bit through the forearm in order to bring yourself up to resting on your elbow. And it might be beautiful, Nancy. It might be that those of you with multiple layers of mats are not able to get the stability of the forearm on the floor, and you might want to think about that. That's coming along nicely. Just leave it alone and rest. Now begin to imagine doing the movement rolling to your right. So you face to the right. You take your left arm and hold your right ear. Your right arm is out 45 degrees from your body, palm facing the floor. And then as you begin to allow your head to sweep heavily along the floor to the right, there's a moment when the knees bend and the right knee comes to meet the right hand. And you push yourself up onto that right forearm and elbow, and it's as if your side sitting to the right, supporting yourself on your elbow and forearm. And when you sense it and the timing of the movement, go ahead and try it. That's right. So you look to the right, you take hold of the right ear with the left arm over your head. And as you exhale, you sweep your head to the right, bend your right knee up to meet your right hand on the floor. The head stays low and heavy so that when you're at that point of resting on your elbow, your heavy head is hanging over that right knee. Just feel how the back has to shape itself in order to do this. And then you roll back down smoothly and reversibly. And you can let the knees separate so that as the right knee comes towards the right hand, the left knee's behind you a little bit. Try that. See if that helps with the movement. There you go. And you'll notice there's really the back really has to be able to round and twist at the same time. The ribs have to soften. And there has to be this timing throughout your system to create the ease. Elbow sweeps the floor, head stays heavy. Beautiful. Next time you're on your back, just take a rest. Rest on your back. Now raise your right arm into the air. And now, lifting the right arm up towards the ceiling and over to the left, allow your head to lift and roll to the left, look to the left, roll to the left, and come up to resting on the elbow this way. It's this image as if I came over and I pulled you by your wrist. Let your knees bend. It's that same integrated movement where the entire spine has to round. You breathe out. That's right. Keep your arm in the air the whole time. Breathing. Look down, down, down at the floor towards your left knee. And then reverse it. Keep the head low to the floor. Exhaling, look to the floor. Look at the floor, then look towards the knee. Thinking about the relationship between the left knee and the left hand. As the left knee comes, it rests by the left hand. Think about how you're using your forearm. You're coming to rest on that elbow and forearm. So think about that pressing and using the floor. That's it, Judy. That's it. As you come up, the left knee comes in front, the right knee comes behind. Push through the elbow, push through the forearm. That's nice. Leave it alone and rest. Now let's try that to the other side. So lift your left arm in the air. And before you do the movement, really, really think about the directions. So you're going to look to the right. You're going to take your right arm up and over towards your right knee. Your head hangs heavy. And you're going to really use that forearm, that right forearm, to allow you to roll over and put some pressure on it. That's right. You start with the legs long. It's not pushing through the foot. That's not the project. The project is to figure out how to mobilize the trunk to do this. So start with your arms, lift your head a little, look to the floor to the right, let the right knee find the right hand. There you go. And then use that right arm as a counterbalance to come back down. Let the head sweep the floor. Let both knees bend. Making it smooth and reversible. That's right. And now towards me, now towards me, now towards me. Bend this knee. Head low. There you go. Good. And leave it alone. Next time you're on the ground, leave it alone and rest. Raise your right arm in the air again. And begin to do that same movement of rolling to the left. Really moving, using the right arm to help you create the direction. The head stays low. And see if you can find a moment in the movement of coming up to sit on your elbow where you could come all the way up and rest on your left hand. So keep the right arm moving up and to the right. That's right. Allow yourself to come into side sitting. And then make it reversible. Keep your eyes oriented in the direction you want your head to go. So at the end of the movement, the eyes could find the corner of the room. That's right. You start the movement, the eyes stay low, they stay low, and then there's that point where you're up. Where are you going to look? It's looking nice. Let's try and play around with that idea that when you come up, you're actually side sitting, which means your left leg is bent in front of you and your right leg is bent behind. So play around with that. That the legs split. There's a certain point the left leg approaches the left hand and the right leg, as it's bending, swings around behind you. Good. And leave it alone and rest. Let's do this. Everyone come up to side sitting with the left leg in front and the right leg behind. And just we'll start from the top down. This isn't in the lesson per se, but just come up to sit. You're facing front, the left leg's in front of you, the right leg's behind. That's right. Just come up any way you want. Yeah, we're just going to start from the top here. So you're side sitting, your left hand is down by your left knee. You're supporting yourself on the left hand. That's right. Now raise your right arm up in the air. And now look down towards the floor, round your back. Let your head come close to the floor. You're exhaling. And as you roll yourself backwards, your legs begin to straighten out. You roll over the elbow, over the shoulder, and you end up on the ground. Nice. And let your arm rest by your side. Now, come up and side sit so that the right leg's in front of you. The right hand's on the floor by the right knee, the left arm's in the air. And now just a few times play with that movement of rounding the back and looking down, letting the head hang heavy over the right knee. The elbow bends a little, and then come back. And round the back so the sternum slides, the whole back rounds. You exhale and then come back. That's right. Looking down, down, down. The head's heavy and you allow it to hang down as if it's going to kiss that right knee with the movement of the back and the... That's it. Nice. Okay. Good. And then pause a moment in side sitting. Just pause a moment. Let your arm go down. Take the weight off your hands if you want. Connect with your breath. And now raise the left hand in the air. Put the right hand by the right knee. And begin to roll yourself down that same way. Let that back round. The head come down to sweep on the floor. The legs lengthen. And you end up on your back. Beautiful. And that was beautiful. And now let's reverse that. So put your left arm in the air and roll yourself up to support yourself on your right hand in side sitting. So allow the legs to split. The same thing. You're going to lift your left hand. Look to the right. Keep your right arm 45 degrees from your body. It's as if somebody's pulling that left arm up over your right knee and you come up to sit. And then you push backwards through that left shoulder. Keep your head low. Let it hang down over the knee. You're a soft little ball and you roll back down. If you think about how babies roll, they have no jutty protrusions. They just stay soft and round. They figure out how to press some things as they lift others, how to use those kind of built-in counterbalances. Let the head hang. Good. And then rest. Rest on your back. Ask yourself how you're doing. how are you handling the lesson in your thoughts? Are you staying with it in a playful and curious way? Noticing how with each movement it can be fresh and you can look for a different part of yourself to bend and fold in order to make the movement more pleasurable. I stayed in that spirit of the inquiry. No need to achieve anything, just to learn. Avoiding striving to get the movement done. Now lift both arms in the air and come once to support yourself on your left elbow and then once to support yourself on the right. So just up to the elbow this time. That's right, that's far enough. And then come back down. Remember, the head should be low, looking towards the floor as you roll up. It's as if your head could roll like a heavy bowling ball on the floor. That's better. And it's okay if you don't come up. Just do that a few times and feel how you roll over your shoulder blades. When is the moment when, if you're rolling to the left, that left forearm is flat on the floor? There's going to be a time when you're going to have to put that left arm down. That's it. It starts in the air, but then that's it. Put it down. Bend the knees. And then roll back. You let the whole back round and the movement of the legs and the movement of the shoulder girdle work in unison to roll you up. Good. And then leave it alone and rest. Now do this, interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And with your legs long, lift your head and look down between your legs, like you're looking down your plumb line. Exhale as you do it, easy, gentle, and come back down. And play around, spread your legs wider and try it. That's right. And feel how you fold through your chest. That's right. Several times. Easy. It's not a sit-up. It's looking for how you can encourage that folding. So you feel as you fold up, the curve of your low back is going to flatten into the floor. That's right. And then rest a moment. Put your right hand behind your head to support the base of your neck, elbow towards the ceiling. Put your left thumb and index finger at your sternal notch. right, where your clavicles come together. And now, this time, as you exhale and lift your head, push downward a little bit on your sternum so it goes in the direction of your pubic bone. Exhaling. And just see if that little bit of feedback informs how you could round a little in those ribs. That's right. Do that a couple times. You're looking down between your legs. You can move the left hand a little farther down your sternum and try and involve another part of the sternum and folding of the ribs a little lower down. Just do that. Rest each time. Don't sacrifice your neck here. That's nice. Good, and then leave it alone and rest. Now bring your arms up into the air and bend your knees and bring your knees up over your chest. Spread wide. Let them hang wide like you're a little baby. The feet can hang low towards the floor. That's good. And in this situation, first roll a little bit to your left so the left arm and the left leg come to the floor. Let your head roll, and then use your right arm, open your right arm back up and your right leg and roll back onto your back. And now do the same thing to the right. Roll to the right. Allow yourself to open to the right, and then when you want to come to the left, open the left arm up and have the left arm and the left leg guide you back to your back. That's right. Just feel that easy rolling over your shoulder blades, over your pelvis, all along your spine. And where are you looking with your eyes? Now rest a moment, bring your arms down. You can just put your feet in standing. And now in resting, imagine you're going to bring your knees up over your chest and raise both arms. And you're going to roll to the left and come up to sitting on your forearm, on your elbow. So your legs will be in side sitting. You'll be resting on your elbow as we've been doing the whole lesson, but you're getting to it from a different start point. So just imagine that. Imagine how the head really has to stay heavy. The eyes stay directed towards the ground and find that left knee. That when the left arm lands, it lands right by the left knee. And then you roll yourself back down. So when you have that image, let's try it. Bring your arms up towards the ceiling. Bring your knees up over your chest, wide apart. Begin to roll to the left. You open the left arm and the left knee. You come to a point where the right leg goes behind you in side sitting, your head drags low along the floor, and you come up Oh, and some of you are coming right up to sitting, all the way up. That's fine. We can skip the, we can skip the elbow step. You rolled up so beautifully. And then reverse that. So as you go back down, you need to keep everything as round and soft. And then try it again. Looking down, letting the head, thinking about that movement we did with the sternum, softening the upper chest, softening and rounding the whole back. Kicking the right leg behind you, so you come up to side sit, you roll over the elbow and onto the hand. And the next time you're down, go to the other side. Same roundness, head dragging like your hair's a mop that's sweeping the floor. The right arm, the right hand finds the right knee. The left leg goes behind you to bring you to side sitting. The left heel bends up towards the left buttocks. And then you reverse it. And just a few more times in a very soft and pleasurable way, keep rolling left and right. Remembering that it's easy to straighten your arm if your hand and your knee are very close together on the side you're rolling up to. Play with that relationship. How you, what shape your trunk has to take. That's right. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is when I wish I had the video. Looks so nice. Head is heavy. And then just rest. Lie on your back and rest. What's the quality of your rest now? How do you sense the shoulder blades resting on the floor? The elbows and the hands compared to when we started. Now bring your knees up over your chest and your arms into the air and lift your head to look between your legs. And now this time begin to roll right and left with your head lifted. Don't put your head down. And just notice, keep the sternum soft. Imagine that left hand sliding the sternum down and roll to sit to the left and then sit to the right. And just notice, you roll all the way over, all the way over. Look towards your left knee. Try looking towards your left knee. There you go. And then keeping the head lifted, roll back. Just, and all the way over to the right. And just notice, if you keep the left head lifted, how you can roll a little quicker. And you have to, at this point in time, you have to pop those legs into side sitting. You have to let the belly be soft as you roll. And then when you get to your side, you can stick your belly out over the knee that's bent in front of you. Roll back down, heads up, looking through the legs, looking through the legs. And then roll to the other side. Swing your legs to side sitting. Round your back. Let your head sweep the floor. That's right. The head still stays low even though it's lifted. And everybody take a rest. So we're going to try that again and play around with rolling over your pelvis and not your upper back. So see how you can lift the head and round so that you're rolling more over the right side of the pelvis and then the left side of the pelvis. Okay, so you play around with that. Lift the knees up over your chest, lift the head, let the knees be spread wide. And now roll to your left and come up to side sitting on the left. That's right. Let the legs spread to side sitting. So if you're rolling to the left knee approaches the left hand, the right knee swings behind you. And use your belly. Use your belly. There's that moment where you come up, you use the belly. Let the belly roll over the bent knee. That's it. Good. And then come back. And do it quicker. Stop thinking about it and just do it sloppy and quick. Just do it sloppy and quick a few times. There you go. Rolling over your pelvis. Over your pelvis. Over your pelvis. There you go. Yeah, there's something to be learned from not using your brain so much. Just let it happen. That's right. There you go. That's nice and soft. That looks pretty. Good. And then rest. Take a rest. Sense yourself in lying now. Roll first your right foot a little towards the midline and a little away from the midline. Notice any changes that have occurred during the lesson. And pause with that and do the same with the left. And then leave that alone and notice the contact of your shoulder blades with the floor now. How your arms are resting. Noticing any differences since the beginning of the lesson. Movement and volume of your breath. Is the breath filling new places? Have some new spaces between your ribs opened up and expanded your capacity for taking in air and letting it go. And now using something that we learned from the lesson, roll yourself up to your side and come to sit. Good. Make yourself comfortable in side sitting. Let your arms rest. And just take a moment and remember a part of the lesson that you really enjoyed the most, or the part of the lesson that was an aha moment for you. Just close your eyes and really recreate that. Really remember it in all its rich detail. And remember it in a way that during the week you could come back to it and practice it a few times. And then spiral yourself up to standing. And continue that spiraling ease that you found in the lesson. When you're standing, sense yourself in standing. How you're stacking up feet, knees, hip joints, shoulder, neck and head. And then walk a little bit. And thank you very much.